Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly look into the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA nationally. If it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. Big shouts out to Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings, bringing you, presenting you Prep Sports Nation each and every week, and got a great show lined up for you. As always, we'll recap the week. We will give out a few shout outs and accolades and a couple of great interviews that I got a chance to have this past week. One with Peachtree Ridge quarterback Rayshon Parks. Peachtree Ridge, of course, getting ready to close out the regular season tomorrow, and then they'll get ready for postseason in 2 weeks. And then North Atlanta boys basketball head coach Crystal Wells. That's right. Crystal Wells. Yes, Miss Crystal Wells. She is the head coach of the North Atlanta boys basketball team. We were doing some digging to see if we can get confirmation, but it appears she is the first female boys basketball head coach in APS, as far as we can tell. So it was really cool that I got a chance to meet her at the APS Basketball Media Day. So had to extend the invitation to have her on the show. So you'll hear that conversation and more. Got to welcome in my girl Noelle, holding me down on the other side of the glass. Hope you've been having a good week thus far. I'll ask you more about it after the next break, because I know we got to get to it. But I came across my partner, actually, sent me a DM of this artist from College Park, and I want to ask you about him because I got a song of his that I scrolled through his mixtape, and now his song is stuck in my head. Get up out my way. That's how I go. Like, that's the hook. So there's some people out there that probably already know who I'm talking about. Anyway, let's go ahead and do what we do know. Let's get into this prep roundup.
It's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Get up out my way. Yeah, it has been. I mean, it's a groove, no? Look it up. Watch. Watch. Look it up. All right, anyway, starting off with our shout-outs and accolades. One time for everyone in Columbus for the GHSA softball state championship tournament. It was to resume today with the championship bracket. Unfortunately, weather down that way has things postponed. They will get things kicked off in the morning. I believe I saw some first pitches as early as 10 a.m., maybe some even earlier. But in fact, you can hit us up and let us know 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in. Give a shout out to those young ladies down that way. But they will get the quarterfinals underway tomorrow. Looks like some teams will be, or maybe even all teams will definitely be playing at least two matchups. So there's that. All right. Shouts out to Alatoona Volleyball head coach Joseph Soli. He reached 400 career wins this past last week, I should say. Mount Perrin Volleyball head coach Selena Chansey, she reached 500 career wins. So congratulations to her. Of course, great season for Mount Perrin as well. They reached the semifinals, but unfortunately were knocked out of that round of the GHSA State Championship Tournament. Calhoun Volleyball's Grayson Saylor, she was named the 3A All-State Player of the Year. Mayor's Softball Megan Snipes named the 4A Region 5 Player of the Year. Whitfield Academy Softball's CeCe Springfield reached 150 career hits. And they're down in Columbus for the state championship tournament. So, again, they'll get things going tomorrow due to the inclement weather that took place down that way today. And then Holy Innocent Softball, Charlie Smith, named 2A Region 5 Pitcher of the Year. So congratulations to everyone on all of those accolades. Looking back at the week since I last spoke with you, got things rolling with some football. Harrison and Hillgrove, man, big region matchup. It was a great game, 30-23 your final. Harrison picks up the win. They secure the number 2 seed out of the region for the state championship tournament. Quarterback Aiden Watson, who was the Prep Sports Nation male honoree athlete of the week, 144 passing yards, 116 on the ground, and 2 tutties on the ground. Here's head coach Luke Ben Salam afterwards on his guys in the win and what he saw from them.
Just a lot of toughness and grit. And, you know, we kind of live by a mantra that brothers are hard to beat. And so a group of brothers came out here and fought tonight. And good hard-fought ball game. All credit to Coach Deshaun and his staff and his team. They got a heck of a program over here, a heck of a team. And we're happy to get out of here with a win.
All right, and obviously defense came up with a very important and big stop late in the game there where you guys get the fumble and recover for a touchdown. Just talk about that side of the ball for you tonight and what you saw from them.
Yeah, it's a group with a lot of players who don't have very much experience. And so it's taken us to get to midseason and beyond to really start to get comfortable doing some things. I'm very, very proud of them. We've been up and down. But that group has pulled together and played their butts off tonight.
Obviously, they were able to respond to you guys a couple, you know, throughout the night. So you guys decided to go for the onside kick after that last score there. Just talk about kind of what was the thought process between you and the staff on that call.
Well, we were just thinking that we didn't want to kick it deep and give them a chance to get a big return. We'd rather have the ball there on the 30. So we were just trying to put the ball really either we were going to get it or it's going to go out of bounds is what we were trying to accomplish on that kick. It worked in our favor. So in games like this, you got to have some things kind of go your way. And that right there was big because it went our way.
All right, one more game before you close out the regular season, then you get ready for the playoffs. What do you want to see from the guys this next week here?
Just to stay in our process. Stay in the process of getting better minute after minute, play after play, day after day. Just be better tomorrow than when you were today. And so that's all I want to see them do. Continue to love one another, continue to be brothers. That's our goal. Our goal is to be at the end of the season, love each other so much that we don't want to break up. And that's what we're fighting for. And so that's our goal. And as long as we accomplish that, I'm proud of this group. It's a joyful group to coach.
All right, and again, that was head coach Luke Ben Salam, Harrison Hoyas. They'll close out the regular season this week against Paulding County and then get ready for the state championship tournament in a couple of weeks. Saturday took in some volleyball action. Semifinals, Ringle taking on Franklin County. What a match. 3-2 your final. Ringle gets the win, but they got up to a 2-0 lead. Franklin County ties it up 2-2, forcing the decisive fifth set. But, man, what a matchup. And, again, it's Ringle getting the win. They will take on Morgan County tomorrow in the 2A state championship game. Elena Yarger, sorry, she had 18 kills in the match. Lauren Maloney, 13 kills. Here's head coach Ashley Boren afterwards.
They just don't need to give up, and they do so much better when they're, like, having fun and the energy's there, and that really made a difference in that fifth set. We came out and just, you know, we rolled with it. Like, you can't get upset when you make a mistake. You got to move on. And that fifth set, we came out. Like, that was it. Like, we had to, you know, do execute that fifth set if we wanted to keep playing. So I'm very proud of that. You know, it happened the other day on Tuesday against Columbus. We went to the fifth set with them, and we won 16-14. So I think they just love going to the fifth set or something. So I'm so proud of them. You know, last year we made it to the Final Four and got put out by Morgan County, who won state. So just to be in this situation in this spot, you know, we've worked all, you know, season, and it's just great to be here. Awesome. It's a great group of girls, and we're super excited.
All right, so as you'll get ready now for the state championship, once you find out, you know, who you'll be facing, what do you want the girls to work on over the next few days?
Well, we had a little struggle with serve receive, which we do that every practice, so we'll do a lot of serve receive, and just really, you know, executing the kill. But I think, you know, serve receive is important because if you get a good pass, you know, you can set our hitters up right from there. And then, you know, so serve receive is super important. So we'll definitely work on that, and just our normal serving, serve receive, hitting, and just, you know, working on defense. But we have a lot to work on, but I think, you know, I'm feeling good with this team. You know, they don't give up, and they have the heart, and, you know, we have a group of four seniors, and they're not ready for it to be over. So, you know, right now that's where, like, we don't want this to be our last game. So, obviously, Thursday will be our last game, but we want to go out on top.
Awesome.
But even being in the state championship, we're going out on top regardless of what happens.
Coach was so excited. So, again, that's Coach Ashley Byrne. And who do they play? The team she said knocked them out of the semifinals last year, and that is Morgan County, and that takes place tomorrow. I'll miss that one tomorrow, but I will be up there for the 6A state championship matchup. I'll tell you about that a little later in the show. All right, Saturday took in some basketball. It was the APS Basketball Media Day. So, again, you'll hear from Coach Crystal Wells later on in the show. Sunday, more basketball, the Cobb County Basketball Media Day. All the teams from throughout the county making their way, just about all, making their way over to Hillgrove High School. Big shouts out to the boys team and Coach Greg Moultrie. Here's what he had to say, Coach Moultrie, about the guys getting ready for the season and what he got to see from them this summer that has him excited about what they're going to be doing.
Two things that I saw that has me excited from these guys. I saw growth, and I saw unselfishness. And that's great in a basketball team. A head coach like to see that. Again, what I saw to my right is a top 60 player in the country, ESPN, right? Mm-hmm. And to my left is another ESPN ranked kid. I think he's up top 50 as well. So right now, Hillgrove basketball is on the right trend. We're trending up, and we're excited about the season.
All right, Asa, for you, man, what did you feel that as a team you guys learned about yourselves as you guys started putting things together, you know, coming off of last season and started building towards this season? That time you all spent together, what do you feel that you all have learned about yourselves as a team?
I feel like we learned that we can't all do it by ourselves. Like, we're going to need each other. We're going to rely on each other. So everybody do their job, and we can't do it by ourselves.
All right, and again, that was head coach Gregory Moultrie and Asa Montgomery. Man, the kid is a stud. And the other young man he was talking about, Bryson Jada, only a sophomore. Funny story, I'll tell you about that on the other side, but I watched Bryson play last year as a freshman. He stood out. Come to find out, I knew who his dad. Very similar to the whole Blake Stewart, Tita. I'm telling you, I've been around a long time. All right, and then also there was the Kennesaw Mountain girls basketball team. They're in the direction of new head coach Carmelos Jackson. Here's what he had to say about getting ready for the season.
I'm extremely excited about this season. I've seen the hard work that these young ladies have put in. And obviously, it's going to be a transition. Anytime there's a new coach coming in with a new philosophy and, you know, going from learning plays or learning how to play basketball. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've, you know, brought in is like, you know, we're not going to focus on plays. We're going to focus on how to play. And they're learning how to play. So anytime you're learning something different, you know, there's going to be that transition period. But they've embraced it like champions.
All right, good stuff. That was Coach Carmelos Jackson, Kennesaw Mountain girls basketball team. All right, when we come back on the other side, my sit down with Peachtree Ridge quarterback Rayshon Parks. Great conversation with him as they get ready to wrap up the regular season, get ready for the playoffs in a couple of weeks. You'll hear that and more coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app and live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll be doing. So, coming up here in just a few minutes, you'll hear my conversation with Rayshon Parks, quarterback for the Peachtree Ridge Lions football team. They'll be getting ready for the state championship tournament coming up pretty soon here, a couple of weeks. I think it's a bye week next week, and then they'll get into action. But they close out with Paulding County tomorrow. Also later in the show, Coach Crystal Wells, head coach of the North Atlanta Warriors boys basketball team. Yes, that's what you heard what I said. A female leading the way. Love it. Had to get her on because I think it's awesome. Plus for the fact that as far as much digging as, you know, we could do, it looks like she's the first in APS history. I'm pretty sure if we're wrong on that, we'd be corrected. But from what we know, it looks like she is the first. So I thought it was very much deserving that she gets a little shine, right? So that's what you got coming up. So real quick, the Hawks. One, just in case you don't know, they did pick up a win tonight. They got back in the win column, 117-112. Unfortunately for them, if you have not heard, Trae Young did suffer an injury early in the game, did not return. From what I understand, it looks like it could be possibly some type of something. I think they said a knee strain, I want to say, is the post I saw from the Hawks earlier. Let me double check that real quick, just so I make sure I tell you properly, because I don't want to put any misinformation out there. Where did it go? It's on their page. Where are you? See, now they got all these highlight videos. But in the post presser, I want to say I heard Coach knee sprain. So I was right. Okay, yes, it is a knee sprain. So no details as far as how severe. But why can't we have nice things in Atlanta sports? We get a win, but we lose Trae Young. Falcons just banged up left and right. Braves, just not their year. missed out on the postseason in God knows how long. Just can't have nice things in Atlanta. What did we do? What did Atlanta do to anybody? What? Because we went outside first? All right, let me stop. All right, so I was telling you, Noel, about this artist that my boy put me on. Marco Plus. He's from College Park. So I went, he had an interview that he did, so I was looking at the interview. So then I went and looked up his music. He's got a mixtape he put out like back in August. He's got some pretty good, he's a lyricist. If you're looking for a description, he actually gets into, he's your classic style hip hop lyricist, but he's got some dope production on this mixtape. You can tell he's still growing and growing into the music game and whatnot, but I was pretty impressed with this stuff. But he's got this one song, Get Up Out My Way, and it just stuck in my head because it's very catchy. It's melodic. Were you able to find it, Noel? No?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
The hook does what it's supposed to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he's got the other artists on there that kind of, you know, they kind of do the singing hip hop a little bit, but it's not terrible. It's good.
Yeah, it works for him. I like it.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, listen to the rest of the mixtape. I forgot what it's called. But I thought it was pretty dope, so I just wanted to give him a shout, especially since he's from here. He's from College Park.
You can tell with that. I'm going to throw your bleep away like Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he shouted out Matt Ryan in there. So, yeah, just, you know, showing a little hometown love. All right, speaking of hometown love, Hillgrove Hawks sophomore guard Bryson Jotter, kid. Again, so funny story, similar with Blake Stewart. So I go to a Hillgrove game last year. I'm watching them play. I see this kid. He's balling. Look him up. Oh, he's only a freshman. This kid is nice. Like his game. All right, cool. After the game, Hillgrove wins. I'm talking to coach. Yeah, what's the deal with the guard? Yeah, he's a freshman. He's a really special kid. Da, 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 da. You know, that whole good stuff. So then I'm wrapping up, packing up my stuff. And a guy that used to work here, he was interning at the time at V103 when I used to work here back in the day. I was like, Day-Day? I'm like, man. So we're chopping it up. He's like, what are you doing here? I was like, yeah, I started a high school sports platform covering high school sports. What are you doing here? Oh, yeah, my son. He plays for Hillgrove. Oh, which one's your son? Bryson. Yeah, I was just talking to the coach about him. So long story short, I knew Bryson's dad the whole time. Didn't know that, you know, but we didn't know. Just very similar to the Blake Stewart situation and how I knew his mom. So anyway, great conversation. Bryson was actually on the show last year, so that's that story that I was talking about right before the break. All right, with that being said, now let's get into my conversation with Rayshon Parks, quarterback for the Peachtree Ridge Lions football team. They're getting ready for the state championship tournament. They close out the regular season tomorrow. Who do they have? They have Berkmar tomorrow. I think I might have said Paulding County before the break, but they have Berkmar tomorrow. Paulding County's, that's going to be Harrison's closeout. But anyway, here's my conversation and sit down with Mr. Rayshon Parks. Wave4.com hotline, where Rayshon is joining us now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rayshon, first off, bro, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show, man. And congratulations to you on some of the individual success you're having, as well as the success you and your teammates have been having this year, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man, without a doubt, man. So let's talk about the season, you and your guys, man. What was it like for you? Obviously, you know, before we start there, let's just talk about transition. You know, just talk about what it was like, man, transitioning and you know, what you learned about yourself in terms of adversity and dealing with, like I said, transition.
I think switching from 4A to 6A was definitely like a big switch up for me. I've never been in like this big of an environment. Everything, all the scales are definitely like different. I think playing on the larger scale has definitely opened my eyes to everything that's going on.
Okay, good deal, man. What would you say was kind of one of the biggest things? Like, what would you say was one of the biggest things that you kind of noticed that stood out to you, you know, almost immediately?
Honestly, I think the crowd. I think like it's definitely way more packed.
Okay.
When you're out in 6A. It's definitely louder. So that's, I think that's another factor that really goes into it as well.
Okay.
That I wasn't really worried about before.
All right, good deal. Spending some time here on the wayforward.com hotline on Press Sports Nation with Rayshon Parks, quarterback for the Peachtree Ridge Lions. And you guys, again, man, having a good season. Some ups and downs, man. But what would you say, Rayshon, has kind of been the thing that kind of keeps you guys, you know, that helps you all refocus whenever you do hit a bump in the road? What's kind of some of the things that help you guys refocus to kind of get back on track?
I think unity. I think throughout adversity, we stay together. We don't put each other down. We don't blame anyone. We go through everything that we go through as a team.
All right. And for you, again, you know, new environment, but how important was it for you, regardless of that, to, you know, step into and embrace being a leader with this team?
It was definitely a role that I had to step into pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I think I've done what's expected of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think I've done what's expected of me. And that I'll continue to keep doing that.
All right, good deal, man. One more regular season game for you all. And then because you guys did lock up the fourth seed, if I'm not mistaken, right? And you guys will get into the postseason, correct?
Yes, sir. And I think it might be the three seed.
Three seed, okay. I think when I was looking last, but you know how sometimes stuff ain't already updated. But I knew you guys, regardless, should be able to get, we're going to get into the postseason. So with that being said, once you wrap up the regular season with this final game, man, what do you guys feel like are going to be some key important things for you to focus in on and lock in on to help y'all, you know, hopefully have a successful run?
Execution. I think that we need to just do what we've been taught to do the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing should really change much. It's just the level of execution should be higher.
Good deal, man. And Rayshon Parks, quarterback for the Peachtree Ridge Lions, join us here on Press Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Roddy White, former Falcon, wide receivers coach over there, right?
Yes, sir.
So for you as a quarterback, what is that like, you know what I'm saying, as far as being able to throw to guys that are learning from a great like that?
It's definitely a great thing to have on your team. I think our receivers have definitely shown that we have one of the best receiver corps in the state. It's been amazing throwing to those guys this season.
I can imagine, man. All right, man. Well, one more before I let you go. I like to always have a little bit of fun before we wrap up, man. So I've been getting some interesting answers, man, from bananas to just going, getting on water. What's your pregame meal, man, that helps you get you ready for the games?
I think I usually like either watermelon or mandarin oranges, like the little fruit cups.
Wow. So you guys really are like taking this thing serious ahead of these games, man. I've heard nothing heavy at all when it comes to the pregame. All right, what's in the headphones as you get your mind right, kind of get into your zone?
I definitely listen to Drake.
All right, little Drizzy. All right, that's what's up, man. Well, listen, Rayshon, thank you for taking some time out of your day, young man, to join us here on the show. Want to wish you and your guys nothing but success down the stretch here, man, and congratulations to you on the phenomenal career you've been having, one of the tops in the state in passing yards, and I think you're sitting on top of the leaderboard or right at it in total yardage, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome, bro. So congratulations, man, and just keep grinding, young man.
All right.
All right, again, that was Rayshon Parks, Peachtree Ridge Lions football team. And like I said, they get ready to close things out regular season-wise against Berkmar, and then they'll get ready for the state championship tournament. All right, on the other side, when we get back, head coach Crystal Wells got a chance to check in with her after meeting her at the Atlanta Public Schools Basketball Media Day on Saturday. We had a great conversation about, you know, her taking over at North Atlanta as the head coach for the boys basketball program. And you'll hear that conversation again. It's coming up on the other side right here on Press Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the final segment of the show, your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard. All right, like I said, final segment of the show coming up, my interview with Coach Crystal Wells, head coach of the North Atlanta boys basketball team. And before that, just real quick, we'll get into what I'm looking forward to. As I mentioned, Alpharetta Walton 6A state title, volleyball state title match tomorrow evening. I will make my way up there for that. Football on Friday, Fellowship Christian taking on Whitfield Academy for the region championship. It's a crossover region. They're in one of those regions where they had to split it up because so many teams. So five, I think it's five and five on each side. And so now the top teams from each side will play for the region championship. Softball Saturday, hoping to make it down to Columbus. But again, we don't know our boys' schedules, because they had some things canceled this week because of rain. So we'll see how that shakes out. But I may try to make it down there on Saturday. But with that being said, I mentioned at the top of the show that they were supposed to kick off today down that way. But because of the inclement weather, they have postponed until tomorrow. Shout out to we had a listener call in saying that they're going to start at 9 a.m. tomorrow and have games starting every 2 hours until throughout tomorrow and on Friday, until they can get caught up and on track come Saturday. So there's a lot of softball going to be played. If you can make your way to Columbus for a little while, got nothing to do, and you just want to check out some great softball action, there you go. All right, with that being said, a great conversation with Coach Crystal Wells, again, head coach of the North Atlanta Warriors boys basketball team. Looks like she is the first female to lead a boys basketball team in APS history, and here is that conversation.
And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline where Coach Wells joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. Congratulations to you on the success that you've had and the mark you've made over at North Atlanta. And we'll get into that here in a second. But congratulations to you and the guys getting ready to get another season underway.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. It's going to be a wonderful year this year.
Yeah, and it's without a doubt. And obviously, we got a chance to see each other this weekend at the Atlanta Public Schools Media Day. But, you know, with you this year, with the interim tag removed, you becoming one of the first, as far as I did a lot of asking around from everyone that I talked to, it sounds like you're the first Atlanta Public Schools female coach for a boys program, basketball program. So I just, for me, that's just something that's really cool. And I think people need to know about it. So it was, you know, without a doubt that I wanted to get you on the show. So I'm honored to have you on. And let's talk about that. What were those initial feelings for you coming in and taking over this program? You know, especially because of the adversity they kind of had gone through with the loss of a coach and then another coach unexpectedly having to step away.
You know, it was a lot of mixed emotions, you know, kind of some self-doubt, thinking if I was capable of doing it. But, you know, just I was built for this. You know, as you know, I played Division I basketball in New York City. From a small town from Douglasville, Georgia, and moved all the way to New York City to play 4 years there. You know, you just learn how to adapt, and you know, and you know you just built with it. You just built for it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was asked to step in, I was actually asked to step in. Hey, just step in for us until we find someone. And then it turned into, hey, we didn't find anyone. Can you finish out the year? And we ended up having a great year. It was an adjustment. The men were, you know, they were shocked. They didn't know what to expect. But, you know, as the year progressed, they realized that, hey, Coach actually knows what she's talking about.
And I was going to ask you about that. You know, how much did you rely on your experience, like you said, being someone that was highly recruited here out of the state of Georgia, playing collegiately, you know, how much did you have to, you know, rely on that to kind of help you with getting the guys to, I guess, maybe what, you know, maybe sort of put their guard down in the sense that, because it was new for them as well, right? I'm pretty sure for most of them, they probably had never had a female head coach before. So how much did you tap into your player experience when it came down to, you know, really getting the guys to understand, like, look, throw all the gender out the window. This is what we're here to do, and this is why we can do it.
Yeah, you know, it first started with, it was difficult, I'm not going to lie. At first, I knew that building relationships was key. Just kind of getting to know them personally on a deeper level was very important before we even got into the X's and O's. But, you know, just watching film with them, talking through plays, you know, a lot of X's and O's off the court, X's and O's on the court, getting on the court. Breaking down film and letting them see things, they kind of saw what I saw, and they, you know, they started to buy in towards later, like the middle part of the season. They started to say, like, dang, coach really knows what she's talking about. At first, I think they took me as a joke. And it's so funny because when we did exit meetings, you know, they were honest. They were like, you know, we really didn't think you knew exactly what you knew. and actually, like, the senior said, you know, man, I wish I would have took you serious in the beginning, because our season would have ended a little bit different. You know, we lost first round in state, mm-hmm. To a Peachtree Ridge, probably about 10, 11 points. You know, that's 3 or 4 possessions.
Yeah.
So, they said in their exit interviews, hey, if we would have took you serious and listen to you when you said the little things. I kept preaching the standard, the little things, you know, things would have been different. But, you know, I think this year is going to be different because I have a lot of my younger guys returning, and they're buying into the culture that I'm trying to create here in North Atlanta.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline, head coach Crystal Wells, North Atlanta Warriors men's basketball program, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation. What would you say you learned about yourself, you know, since taking over?
Ooh, what I learned about myself, having patience, mm-hmm. Knowing that, you know, I came from a collegiate level. I've only coached collegiate, never coached high school before. Mm-hmm. Actually, I coached high school as an assistant coach, but never was a – you know, like in the role that I am in now. So just having patience on the kind of kids that I coach here in North Atlanta, they're different. They're mm-hmm. different than how we grew up. You know, they're different. So just having patience and, you know, building more relationships and learning more about just myself, more as how can I serve them as a head coach, and, you know, making sure that I'm putting them in the better, you know, in the best positions to be successful on and off the court.
All right. And this summer, you guys have spent some time together, obviously fall leagues, things of that nature, as you started, you know, laying the groundwork for this upcoming season. What have you seen from the guys that has impressed you and has you ready to see them in action once you guys get the season started?
To be honest, it's the culture that I've created. I tried to create it last year, you know, as you know, coming into a situation where, you know, you weren't supposed to be the head coach, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like a culture was kind of already created. But right now it's just the culture. I mean, these guys they love each other. They're diving on the floor. They're talking, they're communicating, they're slapping hands. Just some of the things that I didn't see last year. And, you know, coming in October after they spent all their time in the fall league with, you know, we had transfer kids, we had another coach, and then, you know, some of the athletes left. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just they've been playing with each other since they were freshmen. And the culture that we're creating here is going to be one to talk about. So I'm excited about that piece. I know culture wins championships. The X and O's, I'm going to take care of that. But it's culture. It's how bad do you want it, and how bad do you want it for your teammates, and how bad do you want it for your coach?
Good deal. Coach Crystal Wells, North Atlanta Warriors men's basketball head coach, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last one, Coach, before I let you go. Like you said, last year, season didn't necessarily end the way you wanted to, but it was still a good season, especially because the program, I think the previous 3 years it was, they'd never reached the 500 mark. You guys were just below that one game, I believe it was. And then, like you said, advanced to the state championship tournament. What do you believe were some of the positives you all took away from last season that you would look to build on for this season?
Again, we had younger guys. People don't really know this, but you know, I had three sophomore guards starting on the varsity level after the transfers left. And I had maybe two seniors that actually played varsity the year before I got there. Mm-hmm. So just having that experience, they had that experience under their belt. You know, they know what it takes to be successful at this level. They know the grind, the amount of work that they got to put in on and off the court, you know, with me and without me. So yeah, I have high hopes. We won 14 games last year. I told them I want to win 18 this year. I think it's doable. It's going to be challenging, but yeah, we got some dollars coming back.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day. It was a pleasure to meet you this weekend, and I'm glad I was able to get you on the show so quickly. So thank you again for taking some time out of your day, and I want to wish you and the guys nothing but success this year.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, and again, that is head coach Crystal Wells, North Atlanta Warriors basketball team. And so we didn't get too much into the complete backstory, but just if you don't remember, if you're not familiar, North Atlanta unexpectedly lost head coach Kerry Sardin right at the top of 2024. He passed away. Coach BJ came in, was named, but then I'm not, you know, the backstory on that. Basically, long story short, he had to abruptly
remove himself from the position. And so then, as she mentioned, she stepped in as interim, and now here she is taking on the role full time. So, man, shouts out to her. Congratulations, man. And hoping her and the guys really do have a successful season and change the culture, like she says, get them above, you know, they've been striving to get above 500 total wins on a season for the past three or four years now for them. So want to wish them nothing but success. Thank you to Coach Wells. Also, thank you to Rayshon Parks. Appreciate them and all the coaches and student-athletes I got a chance to catch up with throughout the past week, man. Looking forward to doing it again and bringing it all to you right here on Prep Sports Station. Brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Noel, thank you for holding me down another week. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out that Marco Plus mixtape, too. I think that young man, he's got something special going on with his representing that College Park. So I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We'll see you next time. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.